Where are all the women?
Oh, they are with Pastor Gale.
I wonder what they're up to right now.
Pastor Gale, I'm in love.
Oh, that's wonderful news. Sit with me and tell me all about your new love.
Okay, here it goes. We grew up together. Our parents are best friends. My man is the best. Yesterday, he got me flowers. He picks me up from Bible study. He drives my mom to bingo every Saturday. He's my best friend. I love him, and I can't wait to make him my husband.
Well, he certainly sounds like a catch. I just have one tiny question. Where does he sit at church on Sunday morning?
Well, he doesn't come on Sunday morning.
Oh, he doesn't come? Why not?
Oh, he's not a member of this church.
Not a member of this church?
Oh, no. Is there something wrong with my boyfriend?
It might seem that this man is a handsome fit, and you might be the best of friends. He might seem like the perfect match if it wasn't for the church that he attends. I once knew a woman on a path like you who found a man she adored. She cherished every moment she spent with him and truly thought she scored. He was a loving, caring, kind brunette man, the kind you'd bring home to your mom. He kissed her gently, loved her deeply, asked to be her husband.
Ooh, did they get married?
Well, no, you see, it turns out he wasn't a godly man.
A godly man? What's that?
Well, a godly man is born again in the name of Jesus Christ, but that's just the start. There are all sorts of things us godly women must do for our men. And there's more that you'll learn about godly men after you're married.
After you're married? Like what?
A godly man may walk the path of the Lord, but he will also fart and shout. A godly man might call you pig, he might even punch you out. And no matter what happens, here's some things us godly women still have to do. Do, 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 do. The godly woman is clean and proper and polishes her man's Harley Davidson chopper. On Friday makes dinner with loaves and fishes, clears off the table and does the dishes. Keeps her husband on the godly track, even if he's a nympho megalomaniac. Do, 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 do.
Pastor Gale, my husband beat me last night.
He beat you? Was he a godly man?
I guess so.
Then use your womanly force to set your man up on a healing course. Satan has him all betwixt. Tithe your paycheck until he's fixed. Use your womanly force. Ain't that right? Of course. Christian women are more beautiful, more deep, more modest, more meek, hidden wells of wisdom that we keep. If he lost our nest egg, begging Alabama when I fall down to the depths with him. Amen. Praise Jesus. Godly man's I satisfy his godly needs, so I give my man a soul to sow his godly seeds. My wife has 10 orgasms a day. Isn't it great that Ted's not gay?
How many orgasms did you give your wife today?
10.
Just what I thought. So sleep in the wet spot again and again. That's the stuff us godly women gotta do for our men. Do, 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 do us all night long. We have a vision from God to serve our men. He said, satisfy your man like a goodly hen. 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 Satisfy your man and smile. That's the stuff us godly women must do for our men. So, ladies, who would like to join my godly woman specialty ministry?